Simen Kuf Vav. Simen Kuf Vav, there shouldn't really be any, after learning Hilchos Basar V'Chalav, there shouldn't really be any new dinim that come up in this simen. But, we're going to go it over now. That shouldn't take too long, just to make sure that we understand everything properly. So let's see it inside. Zakta Mechaber. Chaticha Shabala Iser. A piece of meat that was bileya, it doesn't have to be meat, it could be anything, that was that absorbed iser. So let's say, for example, a potato was cooked with a piece of chaylev, and you did not have shishim, so the potato became aser, got a blias iser. I can't eat the potato. Then this potato was nafla l'gdeira. It fell into the chalant. So what's the halacha? So there's really two questions. Question number one is mitzad the potato, and question number two is mitzad the kdeira, meaning the chalant. What's the halacha of the chalant? Does the potato aser the chalant? Because potato became aser. Now does the potato aser the chalant? So that question, whether or not the potato asers the chalant, is called what? Chaticha nasis nevela. Meaning the taste of the chaylev goes out, definitely goes out from the potato into the chalant, because it's being cooked together. And therefore, the chaylev, if you wouldn't have shishim in the whole chalant against the chaylev, for sure the whole chalant would become usher now. It's not like a case of that you're being roasting it together with something else where you could say that if it's not an iser shamein, the iser balua does not go out. You're cooking it, it does go out. So for sure, can affect the chalant pot. Does it usher the chalant pot? So most probably you'll have shishim against the chaylev that's absorbed in the potato. Let's say you have shishim against the chaylev that's absorbed in the potato. Potato is 5 kazaisim big, and that potato was only cooked with 1 kazais of iser. So now in the chalant, you have shishim kazaisim. It's a big chalant. So the question is, do you have to have shishim against the whole potato? This question is called chaticha nasis nevela. Did we say that since the potato became usher, now it was nasis nevela, now I have to have, in order to be mevatel the potato, I have to have shishim against the whole entire potato, or just against the original iser? We know already that this is a machloikis between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim, and it trickles down to a machloikis between the Mechaber and the Ramah. At the Mechaber is meikel, we do not say chaticha nasis nevela b'shari surim, so it's enough to have shishim against the original chaylev. And the Ramah's machmer that we do say chaticha nasis nevela, so the whole potato became iser. Now I have to have shishim against the whole potato. That's as far as the chalant is concerned. But assuming you do have shishim in the chalant's fine. Could I eat this potato or not? Let's say I recognize the potato. I know the potato that became asim mishum the chaylev. Do we say that now that I had shishim against it, does it become mutters? Now, according to the Ramah, that the potato was nasis nevela, the potato, in other words, it's not just kosher potato that has a kazayis of chaylev in it. The potato turned treif, that's why I need to be mevatel the whole potato. If I hold that I need to be mevatel the whole potato, if I hold chaticha nasis nevela, so there's no question the potato is treif. That's like a piece of nevela falling into the chalant, that even if you have shishim against the nevela, but the nevela piece stays treif, so therefore you can't eat it. So, according to the Ramav, was nasis nevela, there's no question that it remains aser. Just like a piece of nevela that falls into the soup. Even if I have shishim against it, the piece remains aser. So, according to Ramav, certainly this potato remains aser. That's not a question. A question is, aliba, the shita of the Mechaber, shita of Rabbeinu Ephraim, that we do not say chaticha nasis nevela, that be'etzem we're looking at this potato as kosher. We're only really concerned with what? The chaylev that's inside the potato. And that's why all you needed in the chalant was shishim against the chaylev. You didn't need shishim against the whole potato. So now you could turn around and say, what's the halacha of this potato? Now that I do have shishim against the chaylev, so just like if I wouldn't have shishim against the chaylev, what would happen to the whole chalant? It become aser, because since it's being cooked together, so the bishul is what is causing the chaylev to come out of the potato and mix with the rest of the chalant. So isn't that what's happening over here? The potato is being cooked with the rest of the chalant, which means the chaylev that's in the potato is mixing with everything. So if I have altogether the chalant, the potato, I have altogether shishim against the chaylev. So what would be the halacha if the chaylev would fall into the chalant? With this potato. Let's say the story happened differently. Not that I cooked the chaylev with the potato first and then I dropped the potato habalua b'chaylev into the chalent. Say, I was cooking chalent and I put in a big kosher potato into the chalent and then a little piece of a kazayis of chaylev fell in. And I have shishim in the whole chalent against the kazayis chaylev. What's the halacha?
Everything's totally fine.
Everything's fine. Yeah. I take the piece of chaylev out, and if it dissolved, maybe I have to what?
Pour water
in it to get it out. Okay. But the everything only received less than a 60th of tam, and therefore everything never became up. Nothing ever became usser. So isn't that what's happening here too? The potato originally became usser, but now that I cooked it with the rest of the chalent, it spread out of the potato. In other words, let's imagine that everything came out of the potato, and then gets reabsorbed into the entire chalent. And everything gets, you know, proportionate. So therefore, there's less than a 60th in everything. So therefore, there's less than a 60th of tam chaylev in this potato as well. So therefore, the potato, you know, if I'm viewing the potato as really a heter, it's only otter because it has chaylev in it. So now that I, so to speak, diluted the chaylev from inside of it, some of it came out, and remained only a chaylev, which is less than a 60th, shouldn't the potato become mutter? That is the opinion of the Torah, that the potato becomes mutter, just like if the chaylev would have fallen in to the pot of chalent, and I would have had 60 against it. So it doesn't aser anything. So the same thing, even if it became aser, if later I cook it with more, so now some of the iser goes out, and what remains is less than a 60th. So if bottom line, what's remaining is less than a 60th, turns into heter. And the Rashba says no. The Rashba says that when the chaylev, if the chaylev would have fallen into the chalent, you're right. That if less than a 60th is going into my kosher food, it doesn't become aser. But once there was, it became aser already, meaning l'chatchila, there wasn't a sinas tam, so it became aser. Now to make the iser go away by just taking out most of the iser, by extracting most of the iser and leaving less than a 60th of the iser inside the heter, that doesn't make it mutter. That stays aser. If there would be less than a 60th going in to begin with, it wouldn't become aser. Once it already became aser, so then just extracting enough iser that it no longer is able to give a tam, that's not enough. As long as even there's a mashu of iser remaining, mashu meaning less than a 60th, it remains aser. There's a chilik between making the thing aser. If there's less than a 60th, it doesn't become aser. Once it became aser, it doesn't become mutter, unless you succeed in extracting the entire iser. But even if there's going to be a mashu of iser remaining, it remains bisuri. This is the shita of the Rashba. This machlekes is known as efshel sachte aser or mutter. Within the opinion of Rabbeinu Ephraim that we don't say chanan, b'shari surim, the question is, so therefore I don't have to have shishim against the whole entire potato that became aser. But if I have shishim against the chaylev, does now the potato become mutter? The Torah says, yes, efshel sachte mutter, since I'm extracting most of the iser and what's remaining is only less than a 60th, so therefore the potato becomes mutter. And the Rashba says, no, efshel sachte aser, that if true, if there would be less than a 60th going in, it wouldn't make the potato aser, but once the potato already became aser, because more than a 60th went in, by me taking out most of the iser and leaving only less than a 60th, the iser doesn't go away. It remains bi'isurai. Efshel sachte aser. How do we paskin? Let's see inside. Chaticha shabala yisr v'ein ba. Well, how do we paskin? According to the Ramah, like we said before, this question is moot. It's not a relevant question because why? Because we paskin chatichanasis nevela. So you always have to take the piece of the nevela out. According to the Mechaber, it was an important question. So let's see. Chaticha shabala iser v'ein bo shishim levatli. You don't have shishim to be mevatlich. Enough look deira. Then it was fell into the chalent. Ein no iseres elefi cheshben iser shabal. So you don't need shishim against the whole entire potato. All you need is shishim against the original iser. What's this rule called? No. We're saying how much you need to have shishim against. We want to know the din of the chalent. This is called Chatichan Asas Nevela, meaning the Mechaber holds we don't say Chatichan. What the Mechaber just said in this line was, we do not say Chatichan Asas Nevela B'Shari Surin.
If you have in the whole entire gdeira, including the potato, this is a new din that the Mechaber is teaching us. That because we don't say chatichan ases nevela, so not only don't you need shishim against the whole potato, but the potato could count as part of the 60 against the chelam that's balua in the potato. Because if the potatoes remain ba'atzim heter, why can't it count as part of the heter, as part of the 60?
Mutter masha begdeir. Therefore, the chalent is going to be mutter. Avol. Now, what's the din of the chaticha? Here already we're addressing the machlekes between the Rashi and the Torah. Efshal sochtei asur and mutter. How does the Mechaber paskin? Avol chaticha atzma sura. Mafish or iser shabayin and if the ben alagamri. Because since you're not extracting the whole entire iser, but there is a mashu of iser remaining. Because again, it's gonna redistribute proportionately. So even though you have shishim, which means there's going to be less than a 60th of iser inside, but there's some iser inside. There's a mashu of iser. Therefore, once the piece already became aser, it doesn't become mutter as long as there's going to be a mashu of iser remaining inside of it. Therefore, the mechaber's paskening, in the words that we were using before, the mechaber's paskening of shosachtoi aser, like the Rashba. Says the Ramah, there's a steer in the Mechaber, because in Sinan Tzadik Beis, the Mechaber paskin, Efshar Sachdai Mutter. Because the Mechaber paskined that when some blood or chela fell onto a piece of meat, yeah, and then, you know, it acered it, and then that piece of meat, the piece of meat was sticking out of the k'deira, and then you mixed it with everything else, as long as you had shishim against the blood, or the chela, whatever the case was over there, everything is mutter, including, the Mechaber says, including that piece of meat that became aser from the chela. He's paskin gafshlo sachtoi mutter. As long as you had shishim against the yisr, everything becomes mutter. Everything's mutter, even the original piece that was aser. I mean, not the chela, but the piece that became aser, the habalua b'chela. So what's the answer to this question? So the Ramah says, deloike Mechaber. The Mechaber soiser himself. Right? And the Ramah is going to say soon, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, this question is not relevant. But as far as the Mechaber is concerned, what's the Iker opinion? The Iker is, like he says over here, like the Rashba. If you ask my opinion between the Rashba and the Torah, who's correct? The Rashba. Efshal sachdai, aser. V'chein Iker. Udaloi k'moshen kosev le'el simen tzadik beis da'af oisach haticha muteris. And what are the Shach answer to this question?
We're not talking about that.
That really the Mechaber holds after Sachtei Aser, like he says over here. Why over there did it become mutter? It was mutter for a side reason, because Eina Makira. There were other chatiches of heter in the. There were other potatoes in the chalent. Right. Well, using our example that we were saying now, there were other potatoes in the chalent, and you didn't know which one was the one that was aser from the chelev. Therefore, this potato remains misurai. But it got mixed into two other kosher potatoes, so therefore it's batel b'raif. The tam you don't have to worry about, because that you had shishim against the iser habalua. The gufa potato is batel yavish b'yavish in the other potatoes. Now, the Mechaber says, but if you're talking about this that we say efshal sachtei aser is when you're dealing with a chaticha, when you're dealing with a salad. If you're dealing with a liquid that became aser, so you were cooking a soup, and the nevela fell into the soup, and it was nice and tam into the soup, so the soup now became aser. If I take a cup of this potato soup and I throw it into my chalent, okay, if I have shishim against whatever iser I have in this soup, so then everything is mutter. It means there's nothing, I don't have to take anything out. It's mixed with everything. When you're talking about a liquid, it mixes with all the other liquid in the chalent. That does nothing to say that it remains b'isurei. The liquid just mixes with everything else. When you're talking about a salad, then you say the salad remains b'isurei. Masha enkim adavar ha-nivlo v'nimayach, something which is dissolves, in other words, a liquid, shim nafal dam ha-kiyotu b'latech reitiv, let's say blood falls into the soup, shal heter v'asrei, and an aser, he didn't have shishim against it, machmas miyutai, v'achakach nisrab ha-reitiv, and afterwards you added more kosher liquid. Okay, so according to the Mechaber, do you have to have shishim against the whole amount of soup that became aser? No, because the Mechaber holds We don't say chrich nasa meida b'shar isur. So therefore, as long as if you added a little bit more reitav of heter, and now altogether you have shishim against a little bit of blood that fell in originally, everything's going to be mutter. But what about afshal sachta yasser? That original amount of soup is asser? No, it doesn't work that way, because when you're dealing with a liquid, that blood is mamish spreading into everything, and it's all equal. And, you know, it mixes with the extra soup that you added, and it's not shaykh to say that there's anything that's staying asser. As long as you have all together, because everything is mixed together. So when you talk about a liquid that became asr, the question of efshar sachtei asr is not relevant. What happens if you hold chaticha nasis nevela, like the Ramah? So then you could hold it even by a liquid. The Ramah paskins chaticha nasis nevela b'shari surim even by a liquid, or no? Yes, unless there's hefsim merubah, right? So Ramah would hold chaticha nasis nevela. But that just means for us what? That let's say if the dam fell into 10 ounces of soup, so now it's not going to help to just add 50 ounces of soup. You're going to have to add 600 ounces of soup. And those are going to need to be mevatel the whole amount of soup that became aser. But the Ramah is not going to argue on that second point the Mechaber made, that efshar sachtei aser is not applicable to a liquid. Right? If you did add 600 ounces of soup to the 10 ounces of soup that became aser, so then there's nothing that's remaining aser. It's not shaykh to say efshar sachtei aser when you're talking about a liquid, again, because it's mixing with everything else. There's no difference. Meaning what? You're gonna have to have shishim against the whole thing that became aser anyway, and everything's gonna you'll have to have shishim against the whole thing that became aser. Elinian zet, the im ha neser kvar hu davar yavesh, v'yesh shishim kenegdai. But there is a chilek, says the Ramah. Because if, let's say you do have shishim against the whole chaticha that became aser. No, so there's no difference between a liquid and a solid, because in both cases you're going to have shishim neged the whole thing that became aser. But if you do have shishim against what you need, against the whole thing that became aser, there's a difference. Because by a solid, that solid's going to stay aser, because after sachtei aser. But by the liquid, there's nothing that stays aser. If the thing which became aser is a solid, then it remains aser. You have to remove it if you recognize it. But if you don't recognize it, then betela. If you have roiv against it, then it's batel. Provided that the chaticha aser is not roiv l'skabit. Vim hudavar lach, like we discussed in Siman Tzadik Beis, we learned this then. Vim hudavar lach, but if it's a liquid, it's some soup that became aser, so then akol mutter, then everything is going to mutter. Miachar dika shishim neged masha aneser tchila, since you have shishim against what became aser, and there's nothing that's remaining aser because it's all mixing together. Now, what we talk about, so basically what we discussed now in Sif Aleph were two dinim. Chaticha nasa nevela b'shari surim, which is a mechalik z'mechaber Ramah, and efshar sachtei aser, which is a mechalik z'in the Rajma and the Tur, and we learned that the mechaber paskins, like the Rajma, efshar sachtei aser. Sif Beis, we're going to talk about iser davok. Okay? So, can we try to do it? You'll be a little late. Chaticha sheyesh ba chelev. Let's say you have a piece of meat that this chaylev attached to it, and you're cooking this piece of meat in the chalent. And you have shishim. Sheyesh b'shishim levatal chaylev. You have shishim in the chalent against the chaylev. So the mechaber says everything's going to be fine. As long as you have shishim against the chaylev, nothing becomes aser. Even that piece. Even that one piece that the chaylev is attached to it also doesn't become aser. Why? Because if you have shishim, that piece of chaylev is spreading into everything. It's not going more into that piece than everywhere else. Yeah? So it's spreading everywhere, so it's batel. So now what would happen? So therefore it's good. That piece is mutter. So what are you gonna do? You're gonna stick your fork into that piece and take it out. Now you're in trouble, says the mechaber. You know why? Because you had shishim, that doesn't help you.
Right now, when you took it out, you don't have shishim in that piece. So it's going to answer that piece. Well, maybe you'll say to yourself, well, wait a minute.
Wait for it to cool down, then take it out.
Oh, if you wait for it to cool down, so then you take it out, then it's fine. Because once it cools down, the chaylev can't go inside the piece anymore. So then you'll take it out, you'll cut it off, and you'll eat it. But so we have to discuss what happens when you take it out when it's still hot. So if you take it out when it's still hot, so we say, well, now you don't have shishim. So now that chaylev will give a taste into this piece. When it was in the pot, it wasn't able to give a taste into this piece because it wasn't just spreading into this piece, it was spreading into the whole chalent. And in the whole chalent, I had shishim. But now that he took it out and it's only going into this piece, it's like I'm cooking it by itself with this piece. Therefore, it'll answer the piece. But wait a minute, if I'm cooking it by itself, so then it's going to give a taste into this piece. But I already cooked it in the pot, so maybe like all the taste of the chaylev,
that's
like...
That's the usher tells us that it all stays in there. Just like it stayed inside the potato.
If I hold after sochtei mutter, if I'm the tur and I hold after sochtei mutter, I'm going to hold that all the taste of the chaylev already came out, and therefore the chaylev can answer the piece of meat. In other words, would the tur hold that if I take out the piece of meat, it won't become usher?
The piece itself, the flavor that goes
so the tur says, you know, according to me, according to the Rajba, if you take out this piece, there's no question that the piece could become usher. Because the Rajba is learning that didn't necessarily all come out. But according to me, that I say if it did come out, so maybe, in other words, the potato that was balua with chaylev, the chaylev came out. So maybe I should say that the taste of the chaylev came out, and therefore the chaylev won't be able to answer this piece anymore because it was already cooked, so therefore it came out already.
So they're going to have to say you can eat the chaylev as well.
Oh. So the answer is that even the Torah is going to agree that that's not correct, right? The chaylev that was balua in the potato maybe would have come out when you cooked the potato with the chalent, according to the Torah. Yeah? But the chaylev itself, when the chaylev is still there, it still has the koyach to aser this piece of meat when it's going to take it out. If it's still going to be hot when you take it out, you didn't even put it yet into a klisheni, you just took it out. Therefore, it's going to aser the piece of meat. It's going to aser the fork that you took it out with also, right? And therefore, you shouldn't do that, says the Mechaber. You should what? Wait till it cools down. But if you do wait till it cools down, then even this piece is going to be mutter because there's no such a rule of Isser Dovuk. There's no such a concept that because it's attached to this piece, it doesn't spread into the whole chalent, it only spreads into this piece. Mechaber doesn't agree to this. We don't hold of Isser Dovuk. There's no such a chumrah. In a chalent, it spreads everywhere in the chalent. Therefore, kolzman, the piece is in the chalent. It won't answer the chalent. If you would take it out, it would answer then. So what's your eitzah? Your eitzah is to cool down. Maybe there's an eitzah to take out all the other pieces. It won't help you, right? Because once you take out all the other pieces, then this piece is going to become usher when it's there by itself. If you want to save everything, including this piece, your only eitzah is to wait till it cools down. Okay? Not to take out, not this piece, because then this piece is going to be causing, and also not the heter, because if you take out some of the heter, you're going to be left with less than shishim, and then whatever is in the pot is going to become usher. If you take out all the heter, or some of the heter, so then this piece is going to remain in the pot with less than shishim, and it's going to usher up everything. You already cooked it, but we don't say since you already cooked it, it lost all its koyach. There has to be shishim at all times that it's hot. It's also not an eitzah to take this piece out because then this piece is going to become usher when you take it out, even though you took it out of the kli rishon, but it was not yet put in a kli sheni, and therefore at that time moment that you take it out, it'll usher it and it'll usher the fork that you used to take it out. Yes, right. So umata kanasas. Therefore, what he's supposed to do? Yani chenach and it's standing like there. Wait till it cools down. Says the Ramah. Ramah says, according to me, there's no point in waiting till it cools down. Why? Because the Ramah says I hold of something called iser davuk, which means that even though there's shishim in the whole pot against the chaylev, because the chaylev is attached to this piece of meat, I look at it as if this piece is by itself with the chaylev. It's in the whole pot. I have to be worried that it's not going to spread. When do I say that the chaylev is going to spread into everything equally? That's when I have a whole pot of chalent and I dump a piece of chaylev in there. Then I could be confident that piece of chaylev is going to spread everywhere equally.
I'm not going to go into one particular thing more than the other. But when you talk about a piece of chela that's attached to one of the pieces, then I have to talk about that it's going to go into that piece and as opposed to the rest of the pot, at least the chumrah. Therefore, even if I have shishim, that piece will become usher. And once that piece becomes usher, what's the next step that's going to happen? I hold chatichanas as navel, and therefore I'll have to have shishim against the whole entire piece. So, and there, so therefore, says there, what's going to be the din according to me? The din's going to be totally different. Not only is there no point in leaving it in there till it cools down, it's probably better to take it out. Because the longer you leave it in, the more chance of it spreading to the rest of the pot. Right? So therefore, in other words, to salvage the piece, you're never going to salvage the piece. The piece is usser, according to the Ramah, because it's a davuk. So by waiting till it cools down, you're not salvaging the piece. The piece is usser. So if you take it out, the faster you take it out, the less time it's being cooked with everything else, so the better it is. Better take it out faster. Well, don't take it out with a fork, because then you'll ask your fork, take it out with a toothpick or something, you know, something that you don't care that's going to get a taste. Right? That's what the Ramah is going to say. And that will talk about the halacha, that the piece will be asr. Not only will the piece be asr, but you're going to have shishim against the whole entire piece. Otherwise, the whole chalom will be asr. According to the way we pass Chatichanasas Nevela, and therefore, what the Prima Gadim says, really what the Ramah means to say over here is, Lefimai de Kaimulon, in Siman Tzadik Beis, something called Isser Davuk, which, and therefore the piece is going to become Usser, even though there's Shishim in the whole pot. Since it's attached to this piece, I view it as it's separate, so therefore the piece becomes Usser. So therefore, the piece is Usser regardless. There's no point in waiting till it cools down, because I'm not salvaging anything. Therefore, Meser HaChaticha Asura Misham. Better take out the thing. Better that it's cooking less with the rest of the pot. V'Hashar Mutter, provided what? You have shishim neged kol hachaticha, because we also say a second klal called chaticha na'aseh nevela.